Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. That is the look of blank. It was amazing. So that always was my look, but now it's all of our looks.
There you go.
Yes, all the time.
Welcome to VFN TV and Daily Radio Program. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. I want a big shout out to all of our Christian television network audience and our radio audience around the world. You know, really, if you understand, this truly is a network the Lord is building through your love gifts and our sponsors and just through His voice. It's amazing. Totally amazing.
Totally.
You know, I hate to, well, you just, there's just so much that you can be so blessed. Just don't be typical in the context of how you get your information, because we have this whole tidal wave of truth that can just come at you and you could get a doctorate degree in the word in a short period of time, just listening 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We've got the VFN Torch and so many different things available for you. And podcasts, speaking of that, I want to give a big shout out to Sharon up in Denver, up in Aurora, Colorado. She had a birthday. She's 29. Lord Jesus, forgive me.
Happy birthday, Sharon.
Happy birthday. And she was talking about how just she's so encouraged to be able to hear the podcasts in the morning time. And podcasts is really cool because although you can listen 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and you can get the newsletter that comes to you, the Torch, but you can text VFNTV to 88. No, you can text VFNTV to 22828 right now and subscribe to it. But you can download the podcast, and this stuff just downloads into your device. And then at any moment, whatever you need to listen to, you can listen to it.
Mm-hmm.
And like Ian and me and probably John, I don't know if you listen, you can change the speed of what you listen to it, because we're kind of Southern and we take a lot of time to say things sometimes. Mm-hmm. We always talk about you're using time. And you can actually, you know, speed us up, and also we could sound further north. Yeah, right. Normal. Did you hear that? Normal. Anyway, we're going to talk to you today about as many things as we can get in to understand the news, not only to know the news, but the prophetic news. What's God saying now? What do we do with what's taking place? And to encourage you and to remind you of who you are as a believer in Jesus Christ, a follower. And if you don't know Him, you can. I mean, this Jesus that we speak about, and that makes Himself known to us, and we just kind of just share what He's sharing with us through His word and our relationship with Him, that you can know Him. You can go to meetmyfather.org and meet Him today, as we shared a couple of our stories right there. Pat and I tried to share as close as we could to how bad we were outside of God. Mm-hmm. Now, John,
he's still working on
it. I was walking on water, and... I looked over the cross.
I'm not even going to comment on that.
Yeah, right.
I'm just not even.
But if anybody knows
we've tried that a couple hundred times.
Yeah, right. Thank you. I've got it in storage. Speaking of storage, we're going to talk about the name of Jesus. That's something we're going to talk about. And the name that's above every other name. And I believe it's going to inspire you, as God inspired me, of what I'm going to share with you. But also, I'm going to talk to you about a prophetic word that was talked about the knowledge, and one of the words that's spoken of in the book of Daniel, that knowledge would increase as the day grew closer. And I'm going to be talking to you about, based on reports today, you know, that will information be doubling every 12 hours?
Wow.
Every 12 hours.
Say that again.
Thank you. Hey, that is so good. Did you see that? He is listening to the program.
I am listening. So did you say
every 12 hours?
Wow.
Every 12 hours.
Amazing.
But I got good news for you. I have the key. I have the key I'm going to share with you. Because if you're trying to conquer things through knowledge, you're going to be conquered. You just can't comprehend that.
More RAM.
You know, I came to that realization a long, long time ago, because I don't have those massive... You know, PSA, we don't use like 10% of our brain. You know, they say we use only 10%.
Uh-huh. I'm on 0.5%.
I don't know. I write things down for a reason. But think about that. This kind of information is just information overload, which is a way, by the way, to be able to take over folks. It's just give them so much information that in there somewhere is the truth and you can't find it. Mm. But I've got the key, and I'm going to talk about the key. What is the key to be able to survive when there's so much information, you can't grab it. You just shut down. You shut down because it's too much information.
Wow.
I don't know if you know this or not, but the and don't forget, we're four programs back to back, so you can catch it or catch it at VFNTV.com. There's so many different ways to be able to catch it if you miss the earlier or later programs. But did you know that backaches? CBS News reported a series sometime back about that backaches, debilitating paralysis. Hmm. They're trying to figure out, you know, what was causing this particular certain people to just get paralyzed because everything was right in their body. Everything was totally fine. Others were having serious backaches and pain and stuff. And what they found out was through their studies, you know, CBS News is reporting this, that it was because their brains were on overload. To be able to survive, all the information that they were taking in and trying, you know, and some people can look at an ant and pass out because they just think too much about it. So it's not about being highly intelligent. It's just about, to you, it's becoming overwhelming.
Yeah.
And so the brain, so that it doesn't blow up, and I'm not talking about blow up, but it knows how to distract you. Mm-hmm. And so it literally distracted them. The brain distracted them from, you're burning me out. You're pressing your motherboard here. This is too much. And so what the brain did, it started creating a phantom pain in the back, even to the point that this one lady was paralysis. Wow. So it survived. This is how the body's designed to survive based on that. What they're saying is that you may have, if you don't listen to what I'm going to be sharing today, that your body will start acting up. Things will start happening to your body because you're trying to live this life out of your head instead of out of your heart. Mm. And our head is about, you know, takes in information, but our heart, you know, God lives in our heart, our spirit, man, and he leads us in the brain, our mind, is supposed to submit to the ways of God and the word of God. So it doesn't matter what kind of thoughts are coming your way. You have to understand what's about to happen and what really is happening now if you're actually paying attention. It's going to be information overload, and most people are just burying their heads. I mean, it's just too much, and that's a survival technique.
Yeah,
they just turn off the news, they turn off everything, and it's like, well, that's not really good because now they finally won, the enemy's won, and they're doing things, and you don't even know what's even happening. You're like on the inside of a gated community with no doors, and they're on the outside, you know, making sure that you're not going to survive that, And so, which I believe was Zedekiah was during that time. But anyway, so we want to talk about, you know, how much information, and I'm talking about information, is it going to be doubling every 12 hours? Because in 1900, it's reported that the information would double every 100 years. Every 100 years in 1900, that it would double every 100 years, but now they're saying, I believe it doubles every, I think it's every 18 months. Every 18 months it doubles now.
Right.
But the question is, and you can see why, because you think about this. Now we actually, they have data on everything you buy. Data on your medical. Mm-hmm. Data on, it lets you know that whether your milk's going low. Refrigerator data, your refrigerator measures what's in your not my refrigerator, but people's refrigerator actually will tell you, it'll print you a shopping list, which is, that's actually data. This is information and it's knowledge.
Wow.
Yeah, you know.
That's scary. Right.
Like for example, Chris will be going, this refrigerator is like, you're out of hot wings and pizza. You're going to, you know, Friday's coming. And I know you said this is the last Friday you're going to have pizza and hot wings.
For that service. Right. He'd be very thankful for that.
Right. As a matter of fact, it'll probably call the delivery service.
And have it delivered.
Right. It's okay. Put it on his card. Right? Isn't that terrible? They deliver the groceries and stuff.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Terrible. And Steve's refrigerator is like, need some more chicken and some Italian dressing.
Right.
It's going down. Anyway, so we wouldn't even know what it was saying, right? Yo no hablo es el refrigerador. Mm. So think about it. Doubling every something's happening to my notes right in front of me as I speak. Thank you.
Look at that.
Every 18 months, it's doubling, which is huge in itself. But then they're talking about it's going to be doubling every 12 hours. I mean, you know, in other words, you go through a 24-hour day, it would have doubled twice. It would have doubled 14 times in 7 days. That's when you just go, he's like, right? It's time to meditate. It's time to meditate. But the thing is, what does that mean? Mm-hmm. You know, what does that mean?
Right.
I mean, this is an illiterate generation almost.
It's can't like, read anyway.
Just give me the headline. Just give me the headlines.
Is it all video?
Is it in a movie? Do you have a pictures? Movie for that? Do you have a movie for that? And I did that actually when I was in, what was that?
Nothing.
Leave my computer alone. That's okay, so
testing.
I was in college, you know, I was going to contemporary literature, and I realized I bought this book. And I'm thinking, oh man, I got to work. I was in law enforcement, all these different things going on. And I thought, hey, they made a movie about this. And I even went, I was a new believer. I found this out. They changed the names that's in the book with the movie. You got to go back and say, if you're going to do the paper, I got to write a paper on this book. And so I checked all the names and all this kind of stuff. And I just did this great picture, this thing on the movie. And I come in there and I just really loved this professor. He was just really cool. And I give him a paper and he goes, you did really, really good. It must have been a really good movie. And of course, all he wanted me to do was write. It wasn't that read or this right. book or that type of thing. Anyway, so what does that mean? What does it mean potentially doubling every 12 hours? Imagine 1 year then of that kind of information. We talked about earlier, and you could have a reference link, I'm sure, on this, about everything. We were running out of URLs. We were running out of web addresses. Mm-hmm. So they created a whole brand new system so everybody can have like 1,000 URLs for every individual living being on the face of the earth, by the way. We have that on. Right. We've talked about all this. Just to encourage you, your Cheerios does have a URL. And so when you start measuring data, and I actually saw this on the Blaze TV, where they're talking about trying to put a measurement on this. And, you know, if it don't, you know, once it starts putting E's up for us on the calculator, it's like, where did that come from? I don't need the E thing. Mm-mm. But listen, this kind of gives you an idea. Well, they're beginning to measure knowledge, you know, knowledge. What does it mean? This much knowledge, this much data. Because you want to know is that how much data are they keeping on us? That's what's going on. Mm-hmm. You know, this place in Utah, for example, the NSA, which stands for the National Security Association, AMA, I don't know what it is, some kind of, you know, the NSA, the building out there where they're storing all the data. Mm-hmm. And so they say they're not keeping our phone calls on there, right? And so what are they keeping on there? Well, they could keep our phone calls, but they're staying constitutionally correct, doesn't mean they're not keeping an entire other country's phone calls. Mm-hmm. Every phone call, every single phone call that country makes, and they have plenty of storage left to be able, it doesn't affect their ability to store that information. Mm-hmm. I told you I'm not going to get the milk. You get the milk. Right. Useless information, right?
Right.
Useless information. But what does that mean? So when they begin to measure it, they begin to say, you know, well, this is a megabyte. This is a terabyte of information. That's storage. You know, most people have a couple gigs, maybe 200 gigs of information. And then after gigs, they have different measurements that go up. I used to have a tab here. I don't even know what my tab is on that. But in the context of that, the one aspect of that is, but they have what the megabyte, the gigabyte, the terabyte, the petabyte. We've talked about the petabyte. There's a whole segment on that. You can actually, hopefully that's a related link if you're listening, if you have Torch. And just, you got to get a concept of this, but it goes all the way to an exabyte. And that's where things just kind of shut down. As you can see, there's a couple more measurements because the last one's like Yoda byte, right?
Yeah.
Yoda byte. So we're going to begin to talk about after this break, you know, begin to get a concept. What does this really mean? It's going to blow your mind. And we're going to compare it based on the sun and the earth. That's what we're going to compare by.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Can you hire or fire on religious practices? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
my son went to a super center, told him he was going to put his application in for a job, and that he couldn't work Sundays. The gentleman told him that he had no position in the store for him to work if he could not work on Sundays.
Well, it depends if it's a bona fide occupational qualification, if there's other reasonable accommodation. And Walmart has been generally very good at these things. So we need to find out the exact specifics of what the opening was. Was it a Sunday-only opening? But generally, under Title VII, they're supposed to make a reasonable accommodation. They certainly can't hire or fire based on religious practice. That would be a violation of the rules. But again, Walmart generally very receptive to meeting the religious accommodation needs of its employees. Hang on the line. We'll get you in touch with some of our lawyers here and see if we can get you some help.
Do you have questions about your religious liberties? Get straight answers from ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Did you know that China, John, is praying, in reports I was listening to The Blaze the other day in that television, and that they're praying that we would be humbled, that America would be humbled.
Wow.
Isn't that something? They said that's our only hope. As a matter of fact, listen right now.
Right.
Yeah, listen to this right now.
We won't only win; we will overcome and be extraordinarily victorious. There'll be a massive revival. It would change the nature and the face of the world.
Talked to somebody from China, and they said people in China are actually praying for America to be humbled. And I said, thank you very much. And they said they see it over there as the only way the United States will regain its footing is to be seriously humbled. And I have a feeling the humbling is about to begin.
We gained the whole world. We lost our soul. What do we have?
Nothing.
Think about that. We are on the edge of some major happenings taking place in the world right now, and the largest part of the church, believe it or not, it's not America. America's only, the entire population of America is only 5% of the world's population, which leaves 95% of 7 billion people who God loves. And the largest part of the church is in China. And our brothers and sisters in China are praying for us. They're praying for us that we would survive. And the key to survival is humility.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
I'm Greg Lancaster. We're talking about trying to get, you know, how much data do they presently have? Is it going to be doubling every 12 hours? And we're talking about this place in Utah, National Security Agency. What if you measured what they actually have on the world, what kind of information they have that's based on projections doubling every 12 hours, but, you know, in the future, soon future. And so we talked about trying to measure information, how much information, you know, gigabyte, terabyte, and all of a sudden we got to the place of exabyte. And, you know, what is an exabyte? An exabyte is a multiple, if you would, of units of bytes, which is everything that's collected on your computer, what is like a byte or a bit of information. And it indicates that it's 10, 18 squared. A 10 to the 18th power, if I would. That's what, 10 to the 18th power. So one exobyte. I know, hold on a minute. It's going to get to mine and Pat's level. John's got it already.
Yeah.
Degrees. And that, and so one exobyte of information with all your kids' pictures and your medical records and your pizza orders and the, you know, all that kind of stuff, that is 10 to the 18th power. You know, you think about that's all, everybody's all that data added up, your tokens at your toll bridge and your checking accounts and your bank information, etc. So that if you wrote the zeros out, it would be one. If you wrote the number, it'd be 1,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000,000, just get some comparison here because I don't know that, you know, I can't, right. You know, and that's what's happening right now, even with our debt. And so when you think about it, one exabyte, if you lined an exabyte up, how big is an exabyte? Look at here. It literally is the diameter of the sun. So imagine you're seeing it right now on your screen. It's the diameter of the sun. I mean, think about it.
1 exabyte.
Yeah, you're looking at it right here on the screen. So imagine that. That so one, just 1 exabyte. Is the diameter is measuring straight across. So if you measure straight across the sun, that is 1 exabyte. We're trying to figure out how much data do they presently have on us, and the fact that it's going to be doubling, they say, every 12 hours. Imagine that. Hmm. So now we're getting an idea. I say, okay, don't know what an exabyte was, but I know what the sun is. I know what the sun is. It's the thing that I got to put sunglasses on, I can barely see. So now let's compare what we really know, because the sun is such a great distance. It's bigger than what it looks like. So let's just think about the Earth. How big is the Earth compared to the sun? Well, okay, we're trying to figure out how much data, and we're getting a measurement, and an exabyte is the diameter of the sun. You can fit, as you can see right here, you can fit 1.3 million Earths. Think about that. You're seeing on your screen right here. There you go. 1.3 million Earths. 1.3 million Earths in the sun. Okay, 1 exabyte is the diameter of the sun. And now we're finding out this entire Earth, it takes 1.3 million of these to be able to fit inside the sun, the size of the sun. That's the difference in sizes. In other words, it's bigger than that dot in the sky. Remember, it brings light to the whole, you know, universe, star out there. And so, okay, so this is big. This is big. So the question is now, since you can measure information in exabyte, now we understand now, an exabyte is the diameter of the sun, the distance of the sun, and you put 1.3 million Earths in the sun. The question is, well, how many suns, S-U-Ns, how many suns does the National Security Agency in Utah presently have based on reports of information gathered up? This is it. Look at this. 5,000 suns. 5,000 suns.
Wow.
Think about it. Everything that's ever been done, being done, and then it's doubling. It's doubling every 18 months, and soon it's going to be talking about doubling every 12 hours. How many suns? And so the question is this. This is the big thing is, and now you're getting an idea now. It's like, that's a lot, and they know stuff on me that I didn't know they knew. And I need Jesus. You know, I need Jesus.
Definitely.
And it just takes a simple mark, you know, some sort of tracking device, mm-hmm. as we talked about before, which was the segment was called RFDI.
RDI. Yes.
Yeah, make sure you.
Right. Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Yeah. And so we want to find, how do you defeat this then? So the big question is how do you defeat this? And y'all could take that down. How would you defeat this? But understand this. This is the prophet Daniel. This is what Daniel said in Daniel 12:4. He said, Daniel said, as they're speaking, he says, but you, Daniel, is God speaking to him. Shut up the words and seal this book until the time of the end. The end. He says, many shall run to and fro, and knowledge shall increase. Hmm. And we just thought, you know, just some time back, they would said that there's much information that passes our life in a daytime that our great-great-grandfather didn't have in a lifetime. Mm. And now just hours are passing by, and it's like, you know, what are you going to do with this stuff? Mm-hmm. And if you don't grow and get this key that I'm talking about right here, and we've got to get it, so what is the key? The key is wisdom. The key is not knowledge. Knowledge puffs up. I mean, that's what you're seeing. People that are self-reliant and prideful, they're just getting more knowledge and more information, mm-hmm. and more information. But you know what? If you talk to them, they don't have wisdom. They don't have wisdom. 81% of the church is not even picking up their Bibles, according to George Barna, and wisdom is found in God. Your knowledge is one thing, but wisdom is the proper application of knowledge. It's the proper application. So how do you defeat this? It's, you know, knowledge doubling every 12 hours? If you dive into that, you'll never come out of it. You'll never come out of trying to figure out. You're going to figure things out. And God says he frustrates the intellect of the intelligent. And the thing is, but he's wisdom itself. And so I want to talk about a wisdom moment. Wisdom moment today is Proverbs 4:5-6. It reads, get wisdom get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom, and she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. You see, you've been seeking knowledge and going to universities and watching everything and learning everything, but this is the truth. Understand this. It's wisdom. It is wisdom that you can get. And so make sure you pay attention closely and listen to the wisdom moments that we're going to begin to release again on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. You need this wisdom inside of you. Proverbs 4, 5 through 6. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Do not forsake wisdom. She will protect you, church. Love her, and she will watch over you.
For your sewing and sewing machines, contact Sue, the sewing specialist, at All About Sewing, your sewing superstore in Mobile, Alabama. Don't forget to contact her at 251-634-3133. It's All About Sewing with Sue. Visit Copy Products today with 5 locations on the Gulf Coast to better serve you. They can help you with all of your copying and scanning needs. Copy machines, fax machines, scanners, printers, shredders, and so much more. Contact them today at 850-432-1580. On the Gulf Coast, contact Steve Barnhill's Paint and Body Shop with over 25 years of experience. No job is too big and no job is too small. Get in contact with them today. In New Jersey, Yolanda's Cocina Cubana. Excellent Cuban food. Delicioso. Go in and get some for you and for me today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
I love VFN Radio. You know, I'm not saying it because I'm part of it. Is the fact that I listen to it when I'm not on it because it's the Word of God. It's a conversation, and I encourage you to get a device, a radio, or an I something, or an N something, and put it on your desk at work, and you know, put it by the kitchen sink, and just carry it with you or whatever, and just listen. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Think about it. 24 hours, 7 days a week, all around the world. You can hear VFN Radio. And if you miss a segment, that you just like catch a half of it, don't be disappointed like it used to be. Oh, I'm just so disappointed. I'm sure the first part of that was good. You can actually go into the highlights or go to the VFN Torch, and you can hear the whole segment. The whole segment. And in addition to that, you can have podcasts downloaded into your devices. And podcasts are so cool because you can keep them forever in your own storage device. But be encouraged. Understand that this is very, very important because as the days progress, although it gets darker and darker in the outside for the church, for those who love God, it gets lighter and lighter. This is what the Word of God says. He says, your peace in the midst of chaos and trouble and disaster is a witness to those who don't know God. He says this is a witness to them, letting them know that you're going to be saved by God. God's going to protect you in it. But to them, it's a witness that they're going to be destroyed unless they know God, which is a witness. You're just having peace. And by listening to VFN Radio, you can keep that peace. You can keep that peace so you can be a witness. Sometimes your greatest witness is to sit beside somebody while they're watching the daily news and just relax and have a cup of coffee while they're biting their fingernails. It's like, what? I mean, really mean it. You know, they aren't faking it. It's just like, what?
Welcome to the Daily VFN Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T light. With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, I'm Greg Lancaster. Welcome to VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program. Joining me today is Pat Hamilton.
Hello there.
And John Ramos.
Hello.
If you missed our earlier program, you've got to catch it. I was trying to explain how big the Earth is to the sun, to an exobyte. Is that right?
Exobyte?
Yodabyte. They even have yodabytes. But the big thing we're finding out, if you missed it, you've got to catch it because we're trying to answer the question, how NSA, National Security Agency in Utah, they're gathering data is what they're doing. So how much data do they presently have? Hmm. And we begin to describe that, that you can fit 1.3 million Earths in the size of the sun. That's how big the sun is. But if you measure the diameter of the sun, that's like one exabyte of information data. Well, how many exabytes or how many suns then are in Utah? 5,000, Pat. 5,000 exabytes of information is gathered today. And they're talking about it doubling every 12 hours is coming up. They're actually talking about that. So you got to catch that. So if you miss that, you've got to catch it because I give you the key. There's a key. It's just, it ends with, oh, that's right. Right? Mm-hmm. The wisdom of God. The wisdom of God will protect you. We're going to be talking about in this particular program about the name of Jesus, the name that's above every name. Hmm. And we have to begin to put in our hearts and our minds and our homes and our ministries and our churches, everything that we do in our lives, the most important thing. And I like what Kenneth Copeland, when he goes out and ministers, he puts right in big, bold letters over where he ministers and says, Jesus is Lord. Hmm. And that's just not some good idea. He's Lord.
That's right.
And Lord means he's over, you know? Everything was created by him and for him. And it makes me think of Acts, the book of Acts. And I encourage you, this is a great time to begin to learn how we should act as the church, right? Mm-hmm. And the church at its freshest point, its newest birth point was the book of Acts when they're beginning to walk out, you know, you do what? Because Jesus is walking with them. The Holy Spirit is moving amongst them. They're dedicated themselves to the apostles' teaching. And it's just so important. And this is such an important program today because you have nothing to fear unless you don't know this Jesus or unless you've taken his name out of the place it belongs. I think about the in Acts chapter 3, when you remember when that Peter was walking and Peter and John was walking and not this John and and not that Peter.
He's pretty old.
Not that Peter. He is wearing a sweater today.
He is.
He is like a Mr. Rogers sweater.
But Peter
on.
And
a beautiful
and
day in the neighborhood. But listen, they're walking along. They see this crippled man by the gate, Beautiful. And this is gate, and the gate's called Beautiful. And this guy's asking them for help and alms and offering gift, charity. And they say this. They go, look at me. Right? Think about it. They say, look at me. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, he has this huge expectation. If I'm actually washing cars and somebody says, hey, you want me to wash your cars? And somebody says, look at me. You're expecting them to say, they're fixing to ask me to wash cars. Mm-hmm. So obviously when he looked to them, he had an expectation in his heart. He had a huge expectation in his heart. So he's looking at their eyes and they're speaking to him boldly. And then he says, they say this because he was asking for something that he needed. He thought he needed, but what he really needed was healing. And there's so many people today, you know, you're looking for everything. But what you really need, you need healing. Hmm. You need deliverance. You need to have a peaceful life. And you're thinking, if I just get a raise, if I just get a better job, you know, if somebody just helps me out like so-and-so got helped out. That's how he felt. He's like, you know, here I am begging for money. I'm a crippled man. He was crippled. He couldn't walk. And so they looked at a situation and realized he looked beyond what he was asking for and saw his need. We have to understand that meant nothing outside understanding Jesus and the name of Jesus because they looked at him and they said, listen, what you want, I don't have. Hmm. And that's so important because so many people think, you know, we need to develop our church and our ministry. We need to go out there and provide people for what they need. Mm-hmm. Right?
Right.
And now all of a sudden we're just like some community organization providing people with what they need. And there's nothing wrong with that. But if it replaces what they need, what they ask for, if it replaces what they need, then we're doing them, you know, we're going to leave them still crippled on the street.
Right. Their greatest need.
Yeah, think about it. If we were to take the same approach, if they would take the same approach that quite a lot of the church is doing today, you know, they would have actually said, you know, you just need to just get them some clothes and get them some food and let them tell them Jesus loves them. And, you know, they would have done that, which is great. But they looked beyond what he was asking for and they saw his need. And he had obviously given up some time back. But see, there's something about that they had in their heart that he didn't yet have in his heart, and many didn't have in his heart. The church was birthed. This is what they had. They had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Mm. They had a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And not only that they knew this Jesus. They knew this Jesus. And you have to understand you have to know this Jesus and have faith in him. And they knew Jesus. And they walked with him and they talked with him. And understand this, that it's not about knowing about Jesus. It's about knowing Jesus. And they knew him. They knew Jesus. But think about that. They knew him. And they also could see and discern what he actually needed at that particular point. And not only did they know him, but they had faith in him. They knew who he was, that he is a God that heals all of our diseases, that Jesus' stripes, he took those stripes so we can be healed. They knew who he was. They didn't just know about Jesus, they knew Jesus, and they abided with him, and they had faith in this Jesus. They knew who his heart towards this man, and that he desires that everyone be healed and that everyone be saved. And so it wasn't just like, hey, there's a miracle happen right here. They knew this Jesus, and they had faith in him, and not only had faith in him, but they had faith in his name. His name, the name of Jesus, in their hearts was the ultimate trump card to anything the devil can do to anybody. They had faith in the name and faith that comes through that name and faith that comes through Jesus Christ. That's what they had. They said, listen, we don't have what you want, what you're asking for, but we have what you need. And so all of a sudden they reached out their hands and they touched this man. This man received with a heart of expectation. They helped pull him up. And all of a sudden this man starts bouncing around like a pogo stick. You know, which is, that's how, with something like Jalen was healed at the airport when Steve had prayed for him and God healed him. And so this man's excited and he's jumping around and all of a sudden everybody begins to look at Peter and John as if they're the ones that healed him. Mm-hmm. And this is what they said. This is what they said in Acts chapter 3, verse 12. And we have to understand this as the church because, we're having faith in building programs. We're having faith in our organizations. We're having faith in all this different stuff in men. But he said this in Acts chapter 3, verse the latter part of 12. He says, why do you stare at us as if by our own power or our own godliness we have made this man to walk? And in verse 16, he says, listen, by faith in the name of Jesus, this man whom you see and know was made strong. It is Jesus' name and the faith that comes through him that has given this man that you see here today a complete healing. It's the faith in Jesus. And it's amazing how, if you look, that enemy has this all outright assault on Jesus. I mean, they will accept a semantic God. But in regards to Jesus, see, Jesus separates all the false gods from the true God. Because there's power in the name of Jesus. I mean, there's dunamis power in his name. Listen, his name came from God, the creator of the universe. Mary, his mother, who was not yet pregnant with the Son of God, heard from an angel that was sent from the face of God, you tell her she's going to have a child, and this is going to be his name. I have put so much stuff, so much power, and so much of who I am behind this name. When you just mention this name, evil folks are going to jump up and get all frilly and funky and stuff because there's so much power in the name of Jesus. It's going to differentiate me from everyone else on the face of the earth because I'm going to give my son on behalf of man's sin, and I'm going to give him the name Jesus, but that name that I'm giving him before he even arrives in your womb is going to be so powerful
That you can have faith in that name, and faith that comes through that name, and faith that comes through my son and his finished work, because this is my desire and my heart for you. And to top it off, God even speaks to her husband, Joseph, in a dream and says, yes, his name shall be Jesus. And it's at the name of Jesus that every single tongue and will confess and every knee will bow. It's Jesus who sits in Revelation chapter 4 on the throne that's surrounded by the awesome worship and praise and saying, you are worthy to receive all glory and all power. Wouldn't it be a shame? Wouldn't it be a shame if religion held you captive and you spent your whole vapor here of 60, 70, 80, 90 years with all this loaded spiritual gun, if you would, that could just destroy the evil works of the enemy, and you never even used it once. And you walked around in fear and dread, not understand the power of the name and faith in the name and faith that comes through Jesus will set that man free. If he has faith to believe, if he's expecting in his heart. And he was so touched, and everybody knew this man. He began to jump around, and all of a sudden people said, you know, what happened? And he said, listen, don't look at me. It's not my godliness. And how many people are like, yeah, you get my card. It's my godliness. I did this thing. Put me on your speaking circuit. Right?
Get my book.
Yeah. Get my book. Nothing against books. Pat read one.
Once.
Seriously. It's nothing against your book. So think about it. And so here we are. And this world is just suffering right now. They're suffering. And they're crippled emotionally, physically, spiritually. And you say you have this relationship with Jesus Christ, and you don't even bring his name up. You're ashamed of his name in the workplace. You're ashamed of his name in the schoolhouse. You're ashamed of his name even at church, even at Sunday school. You don't even read your Bible that talks about how awesome he is and who he is, and you don't even abide with him. Think about this. What if you decided today, I am truly going to make, I knew Jesus, I know Jesus, but today I'm going to make him the Lord of my life. Today, his name is going to be above everything else in my life. I'm going to truly have faith in Jesus. His name that was given to him by God, where every knee will bow, every tongue will confess, that everybody's going to say, you are worthy of everything because you did everything. You created everything, and everything was created by you and for you, and you hold all things together. And then begin to exercise your faith and begin to deal with the enemy and walk in authority and begin to deal with the devil that tries to come in your marriage and your family and your workplace and your community and just deal with it. And sad to say, a lot of us are religious demons. And you got to deal with it too. Even people that are talking about Jesus, they forgot who he is. They don't know who he is. And so they're freaking out when you're actually talking in authority. But it's like, dude, I know you're talking about Jesus, but you're killing folks. That ain't good. You know, you're this ain't good. You got to, it's authority for folks. God is against the devil and his demons, and he's for people.
Come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That's right.
So he's not, he didn't cast people out and save demons. He cast demons out and save people.
That's right.
But you know, right? He's yes, like, Jiminy crickets. And understand as we're going to break, but just so on fire with this, and that's Acts chapter 3. Begin to meditate on the power and get faith again. Faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what you don't see. This is what the world is crying out for. This man thought he needed money. He thought he needed silver. He thought he needed gold. He thought he was stuck where he was stuck. But listen, they looked beyond his request and his asking, and they saw his need, and they knew that he needed to be healed. If he got healed by Jesus, and they did not direct the attention to themselves and showed them that actually it wasn't them, that it was Jesus that did this, and Jesus loves you. This man got saved. Let me tell you what happened. It so stirred a community, that one activity of the power in the name of God in Jesus Christ so stirred a community that thousands gathered to hear, how did this happen? Who did it? And guess what? They didn't preach a message on themselves. They preached a message of Jesus Christ, and thousands got saved.
You're listening to VFN Radio. Don't forget, you can locate us at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
The Lord began to speak to me the message that I'm about to bring to you several years ago. But in June of this past year, 2008, he began to push me to speak about it in several conferences here in the United States and abroad. I have been praying and hoping that what I'm about to speak may be averted. However, I'm now concerned that without people speaking up, the church will not play its redemptive part in bringing the necessary change to this nation and the world. It involves five different elements: religion, politics, economics, war, and geophysical events. Massive problems in these five areas will come often and in combination and sometimes repeatedly. Each element has potentially several elements that will have national and international ripple effects. Some ripples will be worse than others depending on where you live and how you make your living. These things happen when righteousness fails to rule. God wants this nation to be everything it's called to. He loves this nation. He loves America. He loves you. But he can't let us keep on the path that we're on because we're not following the dictates of why we were created in the very first place. The church has to become a living light again. The church has to become something that is a change agent in this earth. It's time for us to think seriously about what's going on. Jet streams are seemingly going to go wild to weather forecasters and cause major weather shifts. There will also be tornadoes in unusual places, and water from some of your faucets will be more expensive than oil. When President Mubarak in Egypt is no longer the leader of Egypt, a new terrorist leadership will take his place. Pakistan will end up becoming a harbinger of terrorists. We are going to see the worst riots in history. We need to declare sacred and solemn assemblies of repentance and corporate fastings in many parts of this nation and beyond. This is not a time for fear. This is not a time for sorrow. This really, really is a time for those who know their God to do great exploits. Trust Him. Believe in Him. Live for Him. Draw close to Him. And you're going to find that He will draw close to you. It never fails. Don't make God too small. You can never make Him too big. This is John Paul Jackson saying, God bless you.
You're listening to VFN Radio, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Well, welcome back. If you missed the earlier part of this program, just talking about the name of Jesus, it's time to just put His name up in lights. I like what Bob Green down in the Gulf Coast, he's works with the Bay Baptist Association. Mm-hmm. In the, I think the Pensacola area. And he said at New Year's, he said, we want to be able to pray, ask God's blessing over the city of Pensacola. And I believe it was, we want to make Jesus's name famous. Mm-hmm. And that's such a powerful thing. That's such a powerful thing because if His name is famous and it is famous, it just needs to become famous in your heart and your culture and your life, that, that means all this that just happened at the Gate Beautiful we talked about happens in your life. That's it's right. The power. Shoo, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my goodness. So make sure you catch it. When you think about, you know, by supporting VFN TV and the daily radio program, you're supporting Israel because it's one of the biggest issues, and hopefully we'll get this. And make sure, take a note for this, if you would, that they are changing the narrative. The enemy's changing the narrative on Israel. And so we want to recapture the narrative for Israel. And they put together this video. It's beautiful. And we want to make it available to you, you know, our viewers and our listeners. And it just recaptures the reality. They're taking the vocabulary. Mm-hmm. And it's like, man, maintain your vocabulary. Man, mm-hmm. man. And so, and he says, if they'll take knowledge of us away and who we are, then we can't come back from it. And then people will begin to buy into the narrative. Don't let people change. What words mean to you? Find out what they mean. Don't Google your faith. You know what I'm saying? And And so one of the things that we did, we support Avi Mizrachi there with Duguid Ministries, and he has a church there, a Messianic church in Tel Aviv, which is in Israel. And he's so into just, he's so compassionate. Remember, we were interviewing Avi in,
so humble.
In Jacksonville, Florida, and I had a chance. Remember that? I was like, oh, I needed to just repent on behalf of our nation. Yeah. You know, and the presence of God was just all over him. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm just like, dear God, you know. And I looked at Avi, and I know he's like, no, you don't have to. I'm like, listen, I need to do this. Yeah. I need to do this. I was, you know, would you forgive us for what America is doing now towards Israel? It's wrong. And it was just it was an amazing moment. You might even have a related link to it. I don't even know if we have it up on there.
I don't know.
It was a powerful moment, and you know, God honors repentance. But that's when we said, you know, we want to connect with you directly. Mm-hmm. Because I met Avi when I was in Israel and went to his fellowship, and I was just so impressed by his compassion, but his tenacity, because you got to have tenacity in Jerusalem and Israel. And to minister Yeshua. And so we partner prayerfully and financially with Avi. And so what's so cool is that, you know, you have Arab churches and you have Jewish churches, Messianic churches. And so what Avi just recently, you can see it right here. He and his friend, I think it was Pastor Edmund and Avi, went out and in December, and they passed out Bibles together, and their shirts is written in Arabic and Hebrew.
Oh, wow.
And this is what it says on their shirt. It says, there is hope. So you had an Arab Christian pastor, and you had a Jewish Christian pastor working together, and their shirt said in Arabic, and it says in Hebrew. You can see it right now on your television, or you can see it at VFNTV.com, that there is hope. Hmm. And they're passing out Bibles.
Wow.
They're passing out Bibles in Israel.
Together.
And people were open, because when they saw this says just amazing things to people that are in Israel. It's like, there's hope. Tell me what the hope is.
Yeah.
And the hope was they were giving them Bibles.
Wow.
I mean, this is powerful in Israel to be able to do this. And so we want to give a big shout out and thank you to Avi Mizrachi in Tel Aviv. I want to encourage you, go to vfntv.com and find out how you can connect with and possibly go there. They have the VIP prayer room that's in Tel Aviv. It's a real tall building that overlooks, you know, much of Israel. Remember, it's only like 60, 70 miles wide. It's widest point. Mm-hmm. And it's the capital, it's where the capital government is, but actually the capital is Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv. But they, but you can go there in prayer, and you can go volunteer. You can go work in the coffee shop. You can, you know, go there to minister to the Jews. What an awesome opportunity. But know this, those that are partnering with us and our sponsors, you help us to stand for Israel and stand with Avi. You were a part of this taking place. When you see those T-shirts and you see what's going on right there, you helped make that possible. Mm-hmm. So every Bible that was handed out, every T-shirt that got printed, and all them folks that came and saw this Arab Christian pastor and this Messianic or Jewish Christian pastor, when they see that, they said, man, you helped make that happen. You're going to see that in the future. You're going to know that you had a part of making that happen there. Mm-hmm. So thank you for partnering. Thank you for sponsoring. And visit our sponsors today. If you haven't visited them, go to VFNTV.com and click on our sponsors and give them an email, call them up, go shop with them, let them know how much that means to you, that they were a part or you were a part of making that possible or helping to make that possible inside of Israel. Isn't that cool?
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So what's going on, Mr. Man?
Well, I'm just, you know, you're talking about Israel and talking about our sponsors. You know, I want to encourage you, if you have a Christian business, you have any business and you want to stand with us, we really want to get together with you. We love promoting those that love to stand for God, country, and Israel. And we want to give you that opportunity to do so. And we also want you, like you were talking about, you know, a little while ago, Greg, to visit some of our sponsors. These are wonderful people. I got a chance to meet all of them and meet with them and know their heart. But we have sponsors. If you need a vehicle, you can visit Glenn Parker. I mean, if you look into rent or buy a home, you want to talk to Mark Downey. I mean,
Mark Downey Associates. He's the man and his team.
Yeah, they're excellent. You have a great meal. You want to go visit Auntie's out in Cantonment.
Ooh,
barbecue.
A taste of Southern soul.
There's so many wonderful places and so many great sponsors.
Her food is so good. I remember I was sitting there having her food. I can tell you, this man came in. He's going to have his first ribs off of her smoker. And I said, I looked at him, remember? And I said, can I watch you take your first bite?
Right?
Yeah.
And I turned my head and I missed his first bite. But he came back later and he says, they was good. That's Auntie's, right?
Auntie's.
Off of Highway 29.
A taste of Southern soul. The Army Navy Store. Come visit us today. One of our two locations to better serve your needs in Crestview and Fort Walton Beach, where we have tactical gear, guns, ammo, multicam, and so much more. Come see us today. Amazing Automotive, serving all of your automotive needs for over 30 years. Where their motto is, if it flies, floats, or rolls, we can work on it. On the corner of Hollywood and Marietta Boulevard. Come, bring your vehicle in today. DME, Digital Media Education. If you have an interest in learning how to create exciting and impactful videos or how to better understand the technology of recording and producing music, then Digital Media Education is for you. Contact them today. You Scrub a Pup in Marietta, right across from the Santa Rosa Mall, where we offer three levels of service for all of your dog washing needs. Shampoos, after-bath doggy colognes, lots of treats and belly rubs, and so much more. Bring your dog in today. We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com on your mobile applications. You can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
If you missed any of our programs, we have four programs back to back. You want to make sure to catch them. Of course, you can always go to VFNTV.com, but don't forget, we have podcasts available for you. If you haven't signed up for the newsletter, oh my goodness, sign up. Go to VFNTV.com. In the right-hand corner, you can select newsletter sign up, and every single week, you're going to get the highlights of that week's program, and then you're also going to get an opportunity to get every single program that was available, that was shared on that week's segment.
Wow.
So it's all contained in an email, and you can take it, you know, have VFN radio on my phone, and we'll go, you know, on your iPad. And I get so many reports of people telling me, hey, listen, I was just sitting with my iPad, it went to the newsletter, and it just, you know, click, 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 and I just heard one after the other, you know. It's a great way. So sign up for yourself, and also sign up a friend.